For Little Friends. The Temple is His House by Marley Walker, based on a true story. I love to see the temple. I'm going there someday. Children's Songbook, page 95. 3-year-old Natalie shifted in her car seat, trying to get a better look out of the window. "There it is," she exclaimed, excitedly pointing her finger. "There's the temple." Her mother smiled as she saw the beautiful Manti, Utah temple come into view. "Mommy, is the temple Jesus's house?" Natalie asked. "Yes, it is, sweetheart," Mom replied. "Every temple is the house of the Lord." "Will I see Jesus when I go to the temple?" Natalie asked. "Some people have seen him in temples. I don't know if you will, but we can feel his spirit there." "Does he talk in the temple?" Natalie asked. "Jesus does talk. We learn his words through our prophets, the scriptures, and the spirit." "I take my scriptures to church on Sunday," Natalie said proudly. "Yes, you do. The scriptures tell us about Jesus' gospel and how he wants us to live so we can live with him again." "Will I live with Jesus someday, Mommy?" "Yes, but you have a lot of things to do first. When you turn 8 years old, you will be baptized and confirmed. Then you will be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Someday you will be married in the temple. You also need to be good, kind, and keep the commandments so you can live with Jesus again. We can be with all of our family, too. You, Daddy, me, your brothers and sisters, your grandmas and grandpas, and even your cousins can be with us. If we live worthily, we can all live with Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father someday." "Is the church building Jesus' house too?" Natalie asked a few minutes later. "Yes," Mom replied. "When we go to church, we learn about Jesus and his commandments." "My nursery teacher tells stories about Jesus. Is Jesus nice, Mommy?" "He is very nice, and he loves you very much." "I love Jesus' houses," Natalie said. "I love them too," Mom said, "and I'm thankful for temple blessings." Natalie smiled a great big smile. Then she opened her arms as wide as she could and said, "I want to give Jesus a great big hug because I love him too."
When I Begin to Pray by Pat Graham. Note, you will probably need assistance with this activity. I will fold my arms and sit so quietly. My feet behave and I am still. I listen reverently. I will bow my head and close my eyes this way. My spirit needs this quiet mood when I begin to pray. Accompanying this activity are a number of cutouts. Glue pages 34 to 35 to heavy paper. Cut out the verse and set it aside. Cut out the paper doll parts. Poke small holes in the places marked with X's, and then join the body parts together with brass fasteners. Cut out eye holes in the head. Center the separate eyepiece behind the head so the eyes show through the holes. Tape around the edges, leaving the top open. Insert the paper with a tab at the top in the opening in front of the eyepiece. Lift the paper up and down to open and close the eyes. Hold the paper doll in front of you as you recite the verse. Move the paper doll to show the actions as you say them. You could use the verse and the paper doll as a talk, a lesson, or to help your family get ready for prayer. End of the section for Little Friends.